There's a hostage POW flag flying near the White House today. This is the first time in many years that has happened, but it's flying today in celebration. It comes as the most complex prisoner swap in U.S. history and the biggest since the Cold War is taking place. Paul Whelan, a former Marine, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, Russian-American radio journalist Alsu Kermasheva, and U.S. green card holder Vladimir Karamurza were among 26 individuals we've been told that were swapped today. Seven countries were involved, including the U.S., U.K., Germany, Slovenia, Belarus, Russia, and, of course, Norway played a key role in this, too. A couple that was released from Norway was a deep-cover Russian spy family that were released along with their children. And this is something that Vladimir Putin has been touting on television in Russia today as they arrived, giving the wife of that couple a deep, long hug, and she weeping as she was given flowers. There are many details that are going to come out in the coming hours, days, and weeks, but one thing is clear today. All of the countries that received their nationals back home today are relieved. With the tensions between Russia and the West growing more intense, this may be something that may not happen again for a long time.